Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. This Ramadan, reviving the spirit of Badr, strike a blow against the American plan for Indian regional dominance. On 7 March 2024, in his first visit to occupied Kashmir since its forcible annexation, the agent of America, Modi, rubbed salt in the wounds of the Muslims by proudly announcing, quote, "Today from Kashmir I extend my greeting for the coming Ramadan to the entire country," end quote. As for America's agents in Pakistan's military leadership, they have completely surrendered Kashmir to Modi by restraining our armed forces, maintaining a ceasefire on the line of control, and stabbing the Mujahideen of Kashmir in the back. While America provides India with the latest weapons, its agents in Pakistan's military leadership are downsizing Pakistan army, while falsely claiming it is right-sizing. Through its weak stances, Pakistan's military leadership is demoralizing the officers and soldiers of Pakistan army while bolstering the confidence of the lowly troops of the enemy. As for the selected political leadership, it does not dare to cross any red line that the military leadership and its master, America, has set for it. Despite repeated Indian aggressions and provocations, America's agents in Pakistan's military leadership adopt weak stances before the Hindu state. They are weak before the enemy, even though India's cowardly and divided army has never been a match for any Muslim armed force that fights in the pursuit of martyrdom and victory. At the time of partition, when the Muslims of Pakistan facilitated the Muslims of Kashmir in fighting, the Hindu state was unable to prevent the liberation of Azad liberated Kashmir. For over 7 decades, Pakistan's facilitation of fighting in Kashmir prevented the Hindu state from ever consolidating its occupation. Even now, Pakistan's armed forces can expel the Hindu state's occupying forces, who are weak when facing poorly armed, highly motivated Mujahideen in Kashmir. O Muslims of Pakistan, why must we violate our deen, surrendering our inviolable sanctities, to make way for people of falsehood and misguidance? We are an honorable people that are inheritors of a remarkable legacy. It is an Islamic legacy that began at the time of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, culminating in Islam's dominance of the Indian subcontinent. It was in the era of ruling by Islam that the Indian subcontinent's share of the world economy was 23%, as large as all of Europe put together, rising to 27% in 1700, in the time of Aurangzeb al-Nagir. Centuries of Islamic ruling ensured prosperity and security for the region's inhabitants, regardless of their race or religion, earning their loyalty, including the Hindus. Indeed, the Islamic era was a golden age that shone its light upon the rest of the world, drawing the unwanted attention of the greedy colonialist powers, who sowed the seeds of communal division to divide and rule. So why must we make way for dominance by a people that are harm to themselves and others, reject weak stances before India, including normalization, and demand the return of the Khilafah Rashida? O Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces, this Ramadan, America is preparing the atmosphere for the dominance of the Hindu over the Muslim, as its agent in India, Modi, prepares for elections. As for the American agents in your leadership, they are facilitating the American plan, violating their oaths to protect Pakistan for the sake of their crooked thrones. It is time for you to take a principled stand for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in support of the deen and the believers in your commitment to Islam. This Ramadan, be as the military commander of the Ansar, Sa'd bin Mu'ad radiallahu anhu, was during Ramadan, before the Battle of Badr in 2 AH. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought counsel, Sa'd ibn Mu'ad replied, فَوَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّ اسْتَعْرَضْتَ بِنَا هَذَا الْبَحْرِ فَخُدْتُهُ لَخُدْنَاهُ مَعَكَ مَا يَتَخَلَّفُ مِنَّا رَجُلٌ وَاحِدٌ وَمَا نَكْرَهُ أَنْ تَلْقَى بِنَا عَدُوًا غَدًا إِنَّ لَصَبْرُ فِي الْحَرْبِ صِدُقُ عِنْدَ اللِّقَاءِ وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهُ يُرِيكَ مِنَّا مَا تَقُرُّ بِهِ عَيْنُكَ فَسِرْ بِنَا عَلَى بَرَكَةِ اللَّهِ. By Allah, who sent you with the truth, if you were to ask us to plunge into the sea, We will do that most readily, and not a man of us will stay behind. We do not detest encountering the enemy. We are experienced in war, and we are trustworthy in combat. Perhaps Allah will show you through us valor, which will please your eyes. Kindly advance us to the battlefield with the blessing of Allah. O Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces, this Ramadan, the month of victories, strike a severe blow against Kufr and its people, healing the hearts of the believers and earning their dua. Revive the spirit of Badr, Qadisiyah, and Ain Jalut. Earn the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure by striving with your sweat, blood, fire, and steel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Overturn the American plan. Uproot its agents in your leadership. Grant your nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the reestablishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of Prophethood. It is the Khilafah that will rapidly establish regional dominance for Islam by unifying the Muslims of Central Asia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Bangladesh as a single powerful state. Make the strong stand that the Islamic Ummah is yearning and praying for so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your souls for companionship with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eternal Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. If Allah helps you, none can defeat you. But if He denies you help, then who else can help you? So in Allah, let the believers put their trust. Ali Imran, 160, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.